This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double-barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, welcome back. You know, my wife repeated that line to me the other day. I was so proud. She said, you can't shoot a deer with that gun. You'd cook it at the same time. I'm like, I'm so proud that you listened to my open.
There you go, Michelle.
For 2A Tuesday. That's fantastic. I really, that warmed my heart. Can I just tell you that? Hey, I got Luis Valdez on the phone this morning from gunowners.org. Luis, welcome back. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. It's always fantastic to be on the air with you fine folks. Love what you do.
It's great to have you on here. You know, I saw this story pop up, and it's weird because I had a similar problem myself with these Facebook idiots because I have a gun store that is an advertiser of mine, right? And I shared a post that they put up on their own Facebook page. The range promoting their customer appreciation days, where I think you were this year, weren't you?
Yes. I believe so.
Yeah, I think so. And I did was share their post about their upcoming customer appreciation days, and Facebook banned me from going live for 30 days as some sort of penalty for violating their community standards. And now we've got another situation where I see a gun manufacturer is thanking Elon Musk because they were also suspended by Facebook for a similar policy.
Yeah, that particular manufacturer happens to be Smith & Wesson, you know, one of America's oldest continuing gun companies in operation, in existence since 1852. And the proverbial villain to my wallet, because I own over 100 Smith & Wesson products.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, they have been making firearms for you know, close now to, God, I don't even want to do the math. I haven't had the coffee yet, but I mean, since 1852, just think about it.
Yeah.
In my collection, I have guns that were made in the 1880s, and they still function as if they were made yesterday. That is a testament to their quality.
Yeah.
And the fact that Facebook specifically targeted them and said they couldn't promote their brand, they couldn't promote Americana. Because, you know, when you think of Americana, you think of what makes America great, what makes America historically proud is we look at the old brands. We look at things like Ford. We look at Chevy. We look at Colt. We look at Smith & Wesson.
Yep.
Smith & Wesson is such an iconic brand. And for them to be targeted by Facebook is horrible. And I am glad that Elon Musk stepped up to the plate and he said that he will protect and respect the First and Second Amendment on X. And that is dramatically important because, as we've always said as an organization, the Second Amendment is joined at the hip with the First Amendment. You get rid of the First Amendment, you can't defend the Second. You can't get rid of the Second, you can't defend the First. So that is fantastic news for what Elon Musk did.
What's especially weird about this, though, is that they've had the Facebook page up and running for 15 years. And supposedly the policy for Facebook is saying, you know, you can't, you know, it prohibits the promotion of buying, selling and trading of weapons, ammunition, explosives, unless they're saying you're a legitimate brick and mortar and I guess online retailer. So I don't understand why Smith and Wesson wouldn't fall in that category. But it just seems so subjective with a lot of these social media platforms where it's somebody who doesn't support guns and the Second Amendment would be like, you know what? Yep, I don't agree with that. We're going to go ahead and suspend their page.
That's exactly what it is. It's specific targeting. They don't like Smith & Wesson. They don't like the Second Amendment. Look, I've even been the victim of this. I have a tiny little YouTube channel called New Wave Firearms. And what I would do is I'd pull stuff out of the safe and I'd do a quick little one-minute video like saying, hey, look, here, check this out.
Yeah.
They suspended my account for a period of time because I did a New Year's video a year ago where I pulled out two Colt Pythons. And I said, hey, you know, to celebrate the New Year, here's not one, here's two Colt Pythons. Cool. Well, I wasn't saying they were for sale. I didn't say they had a price tag. It was just a, hey, let's see what's in the safe. Facebook said, oh, you're violating our community standards. You're selling firearms. I'm like, where the heck does it say I'm selling anything?
I know. You didn't take him outside and fire him into the air or anything silly like that. What was wrong with him?
Well, you know, I live in Florida, and sadly, we don't have open carry, so we can't do that.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. I didn't realize Florida didn't have that. But, you know, here's the thing. You're right. It is silly. They did the same thing to me. Smith & Wesson was able to get their decision reversed. In my case, I appealed it three or four different times. You can never talk to a human being. And I just had to wait out the 30 days before I could start going live again on my morning show here that we have always carried on Facebook, or at least for years. So it's silly that they, I mean, it's their platform. They're right. They can set the standards. But to suggest that a legal gun store that's licensed by the federal government somehow violates their community standards is utter nonsense. It's un-American.
Not even a simple gun store. To suggest that one of the largest firearm manufacturers in the country, who has supplied products to law enforcement agencies across the country and the armed forces,
yes,
in our gravest times of need, violated community standards, that's appalling, and that shows you how they treat the First and Second Amendment. And again, wow. I am grateful that Elon is providing Smith & Wesson and you and I a platform on X to be who we are, to be proud Americans and support the First and Second Amendment.
I was proud to see that you guys issued a statement pretty quickly in support of Kash Patel as the director of the FBI. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. companies like American Giant. These guys have been making t-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere, or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, look, we are here on pins and needles, fingers are crossed. If I have to go to the Miami-Dade courthouse and offer a chicken to Baba Luaye to get it done for some Santeria, I will do it. We want cash running the FBI. I mean, this is a fantastic nomination.
Has he made an ATF appointment yet or not? Has he announced?
He has not made an announcement on who he will appoint to ATF. I have gladly thrown my hat in the ring.
I'll bet. That would be awesome.
But, you know, we're waiting, and I can tell you behind the scenes, our federal affairs people are in contact with the Trump transition team, and we are whispering into the ears of key figures saying, hey, this is what we need to do.
Yes.
So we're here. We're working behind the scenes. Our federal affairs guys are working their butts off trying to make sure we get the most two-way people appointed to key positions.
Promise me if you get that appointment that you will wear that American flag shirt every day.
Oh, I'll do better than that. I will literally wear my Abolish ATF Save a Pup shirt through the confirmation hearings.
I love it. Luis Valdez, always great having you on, my friend. GunOwners.org. Keep up the great work.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. He's a great guy. And I loved meeting him out at the range. He's been out there for their customer appreciation days a couple years in a row. Fantastic individual. And we've had him here on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors as well.
Get more at 971talk.com.